Vibe check.
What's the vibe like?
Different vibes, dude. We're in a different environment right now. This is coming to you live.
Live vibe, yeah. This is a live vibe. This is one of my favorite vibes in the whole world. This one right here. What we're looking at.
We're in northern Arizona. We're sitting on the back patio of Duff Burns and Maureen Burns' residence.
100%.
Right where 4th Street turns into Appalachian.
Is that 4th Street or Cedar?
4th Street.
4th Street?
Always has been. And, we are in Flagstaff, Arizona. John, you've been here for the better part of a month.
Almost 2 weeks, yeah. So maybe 3 weeks ago, I was just hanging around, and my aunt texted me, Aunt Maureen, very calm lady. And she texted and said, hey, just thinking, we're going to board. They're going to Michigan. They go to Michigan every year for a week in the summer. They have a cottage there. And they said, we were thinking, instead of boarding up their dog, Libby, and Oliver, do you want to come up here and just quarantine at this house? And I literally have never jumped at an opportunity.
Do you want to come up here and catch this vibe?
Yeah. You trying to catch these hands in Flagstaff? So I just jumped right at it because might be my favorite place in the world.
Yeah. Is it?
Spent a lot of time up here. I mean,
Of the places you've been in the world, this is it?
A place I'd like to spend a ton of time, absolutely. And I've spent a ton of time here. When's the last time you had a bad time here?
I think we had to get our cousin out of a pretty tough situation on New Year's one year.
That was you.
You weren't here?
I wasn't here.
That was tough.
I have nothing but good memories. that might be your.
That was
your
tough.
One bad memory. Yeah.
And then also, I've driven up here to help our cousin out of a pretty bad breakup. Mm. And I drove all the way up here to help moral support, and I got pulled over at a Jack in the Box because he thought I was drunk. And honestly, good police work.
Yeah,
I should have been drunk. Anybody I was at Jack in the Box at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, this guy isn't drunk.
And I was not drunk, and they gave me a ticket still.
What'd you get?
I don't know. I remember how bullshit it was. It was like...
No, what did you get from Jack in the Box?
Oh, I don't know. Probably... it was probably morning... I would see myself as a breakfast croissant type guy. I don't usually do Jack in the Box. I like their breakfast, though.
Right.
But that was... I got a couple bad memories. But not a lot.
To answer your question. Literally, when I walk out onto this patio... I've sometimes, it could be the best version of myself. I feel great up
here. I mean, you're well rested right now.
I feel great up here, yeah.
You're taking your days slow up here. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. you should be taking it fast?
No.
I'm trying to relax, man, yeah.
Yeah. You are relaxing for sure. What's your day-to-day up here?
First week, I had dog duty, so that was up early.
Stressful.
Not stressful, but I have to. There's also a zoo up here.
That
Our
is
Uncle
true.
Duff is feeding crows, squirrels,
yep.
blue jays, woodpeckers. So, wake up.
Yeah, if you hear any dogs or squirrels or anything, it's because we're out here in the zoo.
Yeah, and so I'd have to wake up. I was waking up real early to get the dogs and feed the birds, which was a interesting wake up. So that you wake up and they're sitting on the fence, all six crows, and did not know this, but crows mate for life. So three couples just hanging out all night waiting for some peanuts, and they hang out on the fence, and you come outside, they fly up to this branch up above you and just kind of look at you like, what's up? Are we going to get these peanuts or not?
Yeah.
Get them out there, and then it turns into a little zoo show. Then as soon as you get the bird seed and the peanuts out there, everything's just come swooping in. Squirrels come running in. It's pretty wild.
It's the Bambi scene.
Uh-huh. It's awesome.
That's good.
And then I would go into town almost every day, go for a hike, had some friends in town, or ran into some people from work, Zane and his girlfriend, one night, hung out with them on the back patio. For the most part, man, I have been relaxation station.
Yeah, been chilling, posted up. They have it's just a nice mountain town, nice lazy mountain town. Not a lot going on. It's beautiful. It smells like pine.
Yeah.
I'll give them that, which is nice. I wouldn't, if you told me everything smells like pine, I don't know if I would be overwhelmed by that. It's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Subtle. You can walk in our backyard, our backyard, Duff and Maureen's backyard, is a national forest.
I do that every day, too. You just walk out there. There's a pipeline back there.
That's a national park.
Mm-hmm.
Or forest.
Coconino National Forest.
So that's pretty nice. He's got the squirrels coming up on the bird cedar quite a bit. And then they've got Oliver the cat, who I'm convinced is a piece of shit.
Yeah, you don't like, I don't think you like cats.
I actually don't. I've grown to not mind cats. I do not prefer cats.
Grown to not mind cats.
Because there's some cats that are like fine. But look, here he comes right now.
Yeah,
acting like he's king of the world.
Yeah, I think you're just threatened by the fact that he doesn't give a fuck who you are.
That might be completely fair. He has no...
He didn't even look at you. Well, if you could see... I wish you guys had video of this cat. He just walked by Mike as if he's never heard of him.
I mean, he's doing the same thing to you. Yeah. He literally does it to everybody.
But that's a cat. That's what cats do.
No, this cat is different, dude. He'll get on your lap, and you... And then if you even try to pet him, he'll bite you. But he's just using your...
He's using your
chest to paw
at you. With a K.
It's insane. And then
I guess I'm less shocked by it.
He just scratched you yesterday.
He's just acting like a cat. I'm just not shocked by it.
You've never seen not mean cats?
Most of them would do the same thing that Oliver does. They want to be left alone.
I don't think I've ever seen a cat as bold as Oliver.
I was messing with him when he bit me or when he scratched me yesterday. I deserve that.
This cat is bold. It's brazen. It's callous.
I like that. Those are the things that I like about him.
You like cats? You're a cat guy now?
I like Oliver's style. I like his... that's why I like, a band, a fuck you attitude band. Oliver has a fuck you attitude, and I'm a fan of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean
he's
at
the
I would say...
The first night, I left him... Maureen's like, hey, listen, the cat might... Shake the treats at night. If he doesn't come back, he doesn't come back. He's out for the night.
Yeah.
This guy's, if you're, we're looking at this wilderness. This guy was out there for 7 hours in the middle of the night.
Proud.
God knows what. Killing things.
This is definitely his territory. I think
this
he goes out.
Crib.
He's got a couple of breezies he probably chills with.
He does look like that player type. He's
and
not
he
trying to settle
home.
Down. You know that crow's mate for life?
Yeah.
Oliver's like, yeah, that's some bitch shit.
I definitely see.
He's a cool cat.
I mean, yeah, when you really break it down, if I was going to emulate any animal in this animal kingdom you're speaking of, I would probably want to be Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lack of respect.
and I dig it. He's lived a life that he's looking at you like, I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
I got no time for you.
I don't care for cat. Because then it's like, well, why would I have a cat then? Do you want that cat? This cat is literally just coming here
to
sleep.
I wouldn't want to own Oliver. I don't mind coming up.
That's why I don't like it.
And taking care of it. Taking care of him because he's first of all very easy. You don't have to do anything. You just fill his thing.
That's fair.
Fill his thing once.
He'll bring a bird back sometimes.
Yeah, he's good. I don't have to worry about Oliver.
Libby's the dog. Libby's fine. Libby has 7 different places where she sleeps and kind of just does that. That's pretty much the whole thing.
If you're talking about dog sitting, cat sitting, house sitting, this was a very easy, easy gig.
Easy peasy up here.
It was easy for me.
And then you've been here long enough where you're probably thinking about moving here.
Yeah. That's I think I've thought that for a very long time. I've always said I wouldn't mind moving up to Flagstaff and living the rest of my life up here.
Oh, I was going to say, I think that any town you've ever been in and you spent a day in, you've turned to me at one point and said, I think I might move here.
I like things.
I'm pretty
impressed. But I've spent, so much time up here. I wouldn't mind really spending the rest of my life. Well, at least there's family here. It's one thing when you go to fucking Denver and you're like, oh, this bar scene's awesome. I could spend the rest of my life here.
I could see myself living
but
in Denver.
There's family here. There's roots here. It would be cool for sure.
Yeah, this place is great. I just think that there's not enough for me. I think the small town.
Yeah, you're Hollywood.
It gets crazy. I like the feel of big cities, though.
I guess it's not as appealing to me anymore. I did like it for a long time.
Yeah. I like options.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of options up here.
You do, I would argue, have a lot of options. Outdoor options.
Oh, outdoor options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get into town, you don't have... I mean, you got a Jamba Juice.
Right.
It's like... I mean, when they got a Target here, you want to talk about a buzz in this city? There's just not a lot of...
Yeah. No, you're right, but sometimes there's a...
There's some good mom and pop shops.
I think Sluggo says it. The nightlife ain't and all that, but that's okay. I don't need to be distracted by the devil every day.
Now,
and the jobs ain't really that hard to find. In fact, you could have mine if you knew how to run.
To be fair, he is speaking about one of the largest metropolitan areas in the country, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah.
They are so big, they have two cities.
Land of the cold air.
They have two cities.
I know what he's talking about, yeah.
So, like, that's different than this.
You're right.
I do feel that, though. The Midwest.
I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, but I just can't do this. Two small towns. Like, you ever drive by on the, you'd be on the highway, and you'll just see those, you'll see a town that has, like, 70 homes.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. This is different than that. Yeah, that's nuts. This is bigger than just some small town.
I will say, though, the smaller the town, the better the fudge. And I think sure. There's something to be said for that.
Yeah, there's some good fudge here, too. Good, they have a good chocolate
shop. They
got
good fudge
town.
Here. You know where there's better fudge? Jerome. It's about half the size.
I bet. Not a huge fudge guy. Not going to lie to you.
Really?
Unless it's in my ice cream.
Really?
No, I'm not going straight fudge.
I guess I'd never thought about that with you. I mean,
I don't think anybody thinks about that, would think about that really, unless they were asked the question, how do you feel
fudge?
About fudge?
Yeah, I guess I've never approached the topic with you.
No.
You know, what about the process of looking at the fudge, watching the fudge being made? Is that
See,
something that
like
does anything for you?
You don't need a big city. I might.
Well, I don't love fudge that much.
You might just
I do like fudge.
Need to move to like Germany, a small town, and watch them make fudge. I do enjoy that. It was from my childhood. Yeah, I remember going into Kings Island and watching it there.
I could watch fudge be made for.
I think it was a one-time thing for me. I was like, oh, this is cool.
I could watch fudge being made as long as I could watch a sitcom, 20 to 30 minutes.
Damn. Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Because then there's a whole thing, and then you're like, that's what I'm eating.
End product.
All this chocolate.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And you're just gonna let it cool.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna consume. Way more than I should.
I guess I'm not like a sweets guy, really, unless it's just like a little bit. I don't think about it that much. I'm not like I don't get a sweet tooth. Like, oh, I got to go get some fudge.
I'll get soft serve ice cream, yogurt.
You've been
frozen
first of all,
yogurt.
You've been leaving the house around 11:30 at night every night to get a Sonic Blaster.
I did it. I was here for a week.
So I guess we both have some pretty weird
it.
Hours.
I did it. I did it two times. I got a Sonic Blast because I don't have Sonic in California.
Is
I
that
like
one
a
thing
nice
you
little
missed?
Blaster.
Sonic?
Well, I'll do a little McFlee's. You know I'm a McFlee's boy.
Yes. You have a sweet
I like
tooth. You like that stuff.
I liked frozen yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I try not to do it too much, but yeah, I do. I'll do it sometimes once a week, sometimes seven times a week.
This is more, I think, that you actually do like a small town. You don't need a lot. You like soft serve yogurt, you just mentioned. You can get that
you
here.
You can get that anywhere.
Yeah, you can get that here.
In a big city.
Yeah. And then you like fudge.
I like fudge.
Well, what do you like about the big city?
I don't need
fudge.
I don't need fudge every
day. What would you miss if you were living up here? What would you miss the most?
People and energy. Energy of a city and the options to be able to do things. To be able to see live music.
Well, there you go.
And also to see like the movies that you want go there.
Well, there's a Harkins up here.
They're not going to get all the stuff. Like a big city, you'll get like the indie movies and stuff like that. That's always nice. And I would say the entertainment options are probably premier for me. And also, considering the profession that I'm trying to
you need to be
hold on to, if it ever comes back, you need to be in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I could definitely take over the Flagstaff comedy scene.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd immediately be top 10 comedian here.
Yeah. Top two. I think there's nobody else.
I think I know the guy.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
Who is
Shout
it?
Shout out
do you
to
know?
J.C. Anderson.
J.C. Anderson.
He's a goof, but yeah. The I like that big city.
I
think I would go crazy here.
I don't think I would.
In 6 months, I'd
I think
be like
I felt less crazy. First of all, Phoenix in summertime is just terrible. And
that makes you crazy.
So
it's August. People, you're gonna see a murder suicide this month on the news.
It's probably already happened.
Might have.
But yeah, I It was good, man. It was just really, really, really good to get up here and get away from Phoenix. I feel great. I feel refreshed. I'm going back to work on Thursday, and I'm ready to rock, man.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Good
it's
for the soul.
Good getting out here. Once you said you were coming up here, I was like, oh, I'm going to just make that drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's worth it every time. Once you get here, you're like, oh, this is a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. I got up here. We've got... the neighbor also, Reed Jenkins, will just show up.
Oh yeah,
which is great.
First of all, I like that. I guess a little
neighbor.
Home life as I get older feels more normal than.
You're trying to settle down.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. And you're trying to fly. I get it.
Learning to fly.
Yes.
When you ain't got wings.
But this is a nice.
Is that what it is?
This is a nice.
Learning to fly.
Cut
but
the net.
Ain't got wings.
This is a nice place to settle down.
Coming down. Is the hardest thing. You think he's talking about drugs there or just hitting a lick with the boys, with the Heartbreakers?
I guess you'd have to ask him.
R.I.P. But it is. No, it's nice having a neighbor come down and just say, hey.
How you doing?
Number
you
two.
Want a beer? Twist my arm. That's what he said last night. I don't even think
you
I got
beer
out.
Twist
he said,
arm.
You want to twist my arm? Brought him an IPA, an IPA. And he's a happy man. Reed Jenkins is an absolute fucking legend.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolute legend. He's in the
first ballot
catalog
of
with
fans.
Tom Cruise,
yeah.
Right under TC.
And that was a nice thing over the last week. We went up there and had a little, I ate a kebab, but we had a beer
Ooh.
With them, with Reed and Kathy.
With the River Crew.
Yeah, River Crew with Captain Dave Bledsoe, who
yeah,
took us down the Colorado River a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. One thing I always hold dearly to this Flagstaff community is we've been exposed mainly by Duff and Maureen, but through a lot of these people that we know here in this neighborhood to a lot of like outdoorsy stuff that we would not have gotten from Mimi and Jim Turner.
Never.
I don't think Jim Turner is showing
camping?
Us Yosemite.
Yeah, right.
So the idea of camping, we've always done with them, and now it's something that's definitely a thing that we seek out. We would not have been exposed to that.
No. Blew my mind.
In Cincinnati.
No, never. Sharon Woods was as far as it went.
So that's been nice, because through this, we've gone to Yosemite National Park 4 times with this crew.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone down the Grand Canyon, Colorado River, on a 13 or 14-day excursion.
That was wild.
With like half of this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else have we done with them?
I've stopped here on the way to do a bunch of cool things.
Yeah.
It's just like a ton of great memories are tied to this house and tied to this town.
Yeah.
Starting points I remember going up the first time I went to the Grand Canyon. Actually, the day Osama bin Laden was killed.
R.I.P.
Felt very American and drove up to the Grand Canyon.
Or should I say R.I.P. there?
No.
Probably not.
Rest in pieces.
Rest in pieces. There you go. Reese's Pieces.
He,
bad dude overall. I think we
yeah,
can agree with that.
Flawed character. He had.
But yeah. You got to just thank
flawed
George
guy.
Bush for
he
getting his family
he
out
had
of
a plan.
He had a plan. He did have a plan. Hard working guy.
Family. Can't argue that he had a plan.
And then Bush got his whole family out of the country that next day. Said, let's
yes.
get, let's protect his family.
Right. But we went up.
Gotta wonder where the allegiances lie. But you were at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. I remember going up there, and that was an awesome trip. And then just like as opposed to doing the trip and you have to drive, it's a whole day. If you go at Phoenix to the Grand Canyon, you can't really spend a ton of time there really enjoying it because you're not going to get back in the car for another 4 or 5
here.
Hours. Yeah. So it's always nice to have that little, it's only an hour and a half from here.
Well, Duff was doing, what's it called? Pink Jeep?
Yeah,
was
Jeep
that what
tours
it was?
Up there. I went on one.
And that's crazy. I never got to go.
The family. It was nice.
Yeah, I remember you went and it sounded amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll bring you there on the sunset.
Oh, yeah.
And he might cry.
If someone else starts crying, he's certainly going to start crying.
He's a man.
He is a man.
Strong men also cry.
not just when Kobe Bryant dies. Other things make people to emotion.
But that'll get you, though.
Oh, yeah. As it should.
Ooh.
I cried when Osama bin Laden died.
Did you?
That's why
tears
I went
of joy.
Up to, yeah, went up to
I was with you.
No, it was me and Pearson. It was me and Evan.
Where was I then? I was sitting in our living room in La Mirage in Tempe.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you had to stay to work or something. I don't know. That next morning, though, we went up to the Grand Canyon.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was a crazy, crazy day.
Long
You're like,
time ago.
What's up?
Got him.
Obama? Got Osama? But, yeah, it's nice up here to check out. We got Reed. I ended up going on a couple excursions into the wilderness, risked my life, and I did run into a bear.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty crazy.
That's dangerous. You got it. You didn't even. I mean, I'm in the room next to you. You can't even knock on the door and say, "Hey, brother, would you like to go on a hike?"
That morning.
You could have died.
I've been waking up and jogging, scouted out this area. I wasn't gonna run and leave you behind. This was my thought.
No, you didn't even give me the.
Also,
option.
You were not awake.
Yeah, you knock on the door.
It was like 10:30, 11.
You didn't know.
I'm
saying right now you should ask.
Have you removed yourself from that room before noon?
I didn't even have the
before noon this week.
Yes, every morning.
Every morning. What'd you do today?
To let the crows out.
What'd you do today?
I took a break because Duff's here.
So, I didn't think you were awake, but then also I was running.
Didn't have the option. Wasn't given the option to say no.
That is 100% accurate.
Yes.
I was because I was going to go for a run, and I did. I ran for the first mile and a half, and I realized that I didn't know where I was. And
it's when you need your older brother.
And so I was a little lost, and I luckily took my AirPods out. But I thought in my mind when I left this house, I thought it'd be in and out, back home in like an hour and a half. You'd just be waking up. That's literally what I thought. And so then I was listening to something, and luckily I was thinking about it. I was like, what if something, I should just like take in the noise of the wilderness because you don't know if somebody's behind you or something's happening. And I had just taken my AirPods out like, I don't know, maybe a couple minutes before this happened, and I heard something behind me, and it was a big something. You know, you hear something, it could be a bunny.
Right.
This was not a bunny. And I turned back to my left, and it was a little cub was running up the tree. And, I had assumed that the mama bear was coming from where the cub was running, because the cub was running from north of the trail, south towards me. And so I assumed that the mama bear was there and started filming. But I was thinking about it afterwards. I didn't even look behind me.
Jesus.
That bear could have been behind me.
Big time.
And, and I had just seen that scene from The Revenant. I don't know if you watch that every month like I do.
No, I don't watch it every month.
But just to remind myself of nature's power, I like to kind of hit a refresher. And, you know, some things came to mind, but I survived. The bear scurried off.
Mm-hmm.
I think they saw I was in a red shirt, pretty bold red shirt.
That's good, man.
And
that's like literally one of the scariest things you could encounter, a baby cub with its mother in nature.
Well, luckily I was wearing a red shirt, and you and I both know that cubs are pretty scared of reds. Come
on
now.
The past few seasons, but
hey there, buddy. Fuck the cubs. But yeah, that was kind of scary. And then I was the dude trying to tell everybody that I saw on the path, like, "Hey, there's a bear up there."
Did you get any eyes rolling?
No, most people appreciated it, but most people were like, "Really?"
You have your shirt off?
I do some shirt off walking, as you know. And they said a bear, 30-year-old man. And I said, no, a bear.
B-E-A-R.
I'm bearing my soul here for you. And, no, there was a couple of people that were like, really? Cause we've been up here, coming up here for 25
never
years or something. I've never seen a bear. So that was kind of wild.
But the night before, Reed was saying, I remember asking, do you ever see bears up here? He's like, yeah, some bears. But I was
really?
Like, yeah, wow, never. The next day, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was kind of wild. And then I proceeded to get lost, and there was sleet rain coming off the mountain. That's the crazy thing about a mountain town.
I love it.
At any point, you could just like
options.
See, is that an option? That's just a crazy thing.
Yeah, weather.
Yeah. And, I was not. It was kind of cold. I was concerned because it's monsoon season and we could get dumped on sometimes, but luckily it was a quick hitter. Lasted 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a fun little excursion.
And then you humped.
I humped. A
you
mountain
humped Mount Hike Mount Hikefreeze.
Yeah.
You hiked Mount Humphreyze.
Yes. Which you've nice. Done.
I have done that. I did it getting ready for. Went to Colorado and climbed a 14er with the crew, the Brecking crew, and I did it in October a few years ago, and it was still
October.
It was
gets
snow
cold.
On the. It was snow up there.
Yeah, that gets
that was
cold.
Pretty wild.
Because the thing that was wild was I got up to the peak. I just wore a t-shirt, and It was cold up there.
Yeah.
It was like 60, windy, 50 or 60 degrees and super windy. But, yeah, I did Humphreys, and that was nice. I almost didn't. I woke up, and I was like, I shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
But then it was just one of those things. I was like, just do it. I saw my Nike shoes, and I thought about what they would say.
Yeah, I wanted no part of that. Just because that's a long day. That's tough on the feet, tough on the legs.
My feet were really hurting on the back end.
Again, I'm in a relaxation station up here.
Yeah. So I did ask you that day.
Yes. Well, you learned your lesson. I thought it was a rude move to not even be given the option. And then to say I haven't left my room in when I was up at 6 in the morning that morning.
Were you that morning?
Yeah. I was up for
two hours. You hit the snooze button hard when
I was
you get
up
back.
For 2 hours.
Oh, you wake up and you so you've been getting up at 6 in the morning, staying up till 8 every day.
Yeah,
just kind of hanging
just
out.
Just around, yeah, up on this patio.
That's crazy. Who knew?
Not you.
Didn't know. And don't believe that.
Don't believe it?
Not entirely. No.
I have to let the dog. I let the dog out every morning.
How quick is the dog going out?
And then I feed the birds.
What's
and
then the
I'm
process?
Awake.
That sounds like a 15-minute process.
Sounds like you were deflecting. You know, it was an asshole move to not even ask.
I was running. You weren't going to run with me.
I can stay.
I run by myself.
Go on a different hike.
I didn't think about it.
No option.
You could have also woken up and gone on your own hike.
This is somehow my fault.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize.
There it is. That's all it takes.
Didn't I apologize the other
Never.
Day? Okay. Well, you guys have heard it here first. It's been documented.
First apology on
I apologize
the Brothers Turner podcast
for not including you on the hike.
Thank you.
Did you wake up and do another hike?
I did go to. I went out here for a while, and then I went over to Buffalo Park and just
there you go.
Walked the loop.
It's nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Park is good.
Yeah.
Ran that. But. It was nice to just experience these pine trees for a little bit. And also the nice thing, too, is when you get back, you can relax and sports is back.
Yes.
I mean, you know, as much as it can be.
One thing I thought of
today.
Not
the same, but.
Was I'm not going to leave until around 2:33 so I can have basically the entire car ride to listen to a Reds game.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be nice listening to the Cowboy, Tommy Thrall's.
Yeah, I'm liking Tom. He's good.
I like him. He's not a...
tough shoes to fill.
He's not a snarky, sarcastic prick like Marty was. And I did love that about Marty Brenneman. But the Reds have a new announcer named Tommy Thralls, and he's making headway.
I'm enthralled.
I am enthralled. And Cowboy's amazing.
Yes, Cowboy's great.
If you ever just want to listen to a funny person talk about baseball, listen to a Reds broadcast. But that's back. It's kind of nice. I like listening to the games. It's very relaxing to me, so I've been doing that. What are your thoughts on baseball being back?
It's literally listening. Yesterday, we listened to the game on this patio, one of my favorite places in the world.
Yeah.
With one of my favorite things on, baseball on the radio.
Sure.
I mean, I'm over the moon.
You have been. Back. You've been consuming all the games.
Not all the games, no.
Yeah.
I have a tough time sitting there for 3 hours watching the whole thing, but
Pop
back
in and
forth.
Out.
Yeah.
It's
I've
nice.
Never been like it's in the past 10 years. It's been hard to just sit down for a whole game.
Man, I'll
as
do
much
it.
As I love it, it does get a little boring.
I think as I age, the more I'm like consumed, but it's like something that's always on in the background. I could be doing something else, but the Reds are in my ear or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think as I age, I'm more like, you know what it is. I'm more on board with watching all the games and listening to the games. But I also am much better at taking a loss than I used to be.
Yeah.
We would lose to the Pirates in, May of 2008. That could ruin a day for me.
Yeah. Mom calls you and you're like, listen, I don't want to talk. The Reds just lost. It's insane.
So I've definitely learned.
You gotta not. It's not that important.
No. So I deal with losses way better.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's like I say on stage sometimes. It's like, you got tomorrow.
Big time. And same with the Bengals. It's with sports in general.
Oh,
it's
Bengals
just hard to take it. It's as hard as we used to.
Yeah.
Ruin a whole week. You're like, what am I doing? I'm wasting time.
Right. And they were 2-14 last year. Like, honestly, I would just go to the bar to hang out with buddies.
Yeah.
And the game was on.
Like, oh, this
and if we, if we won.
Tyler Boyd having a nice year.
But baseball is nice to be back. Reds look decent. Started off bad. But we got this Nick Castellanos.
Yes, Blastianos. I like this guy.
He's great.
Great pickup.
Everybody looks good.
5-5. Didn't I was a little worried there for a second. Like we won the first game, and then I think we lost the next three. Next three? Two?
Four. We were 1-4, I think, at one point.
Yeah, so it was like, all right, what are we talking about? This is not good. But back to 500. Let's go.
Well, that's baseball, right? Mm-hmm. You can just get hot.
But with this season especially, it's scary to get in that hole, yeah.
You don't want to lose to the Tigers.
Tough look, yeah.
But, you know, Detroit.
The tough look Tigers.
Detroit's, you know, they're scrappy this year.
Yeah, right.
I can't name one person other than Miguel Cabrera.
Cecil Fielder?
I definitely do not like Jacoby Jones. That's what I know.
Yeah.
And then we got basketball is back, too. I think I'm definitely more of an NBA guy than you, but it's nice to be back.
Yeah, love the NBA. Suns have won, what, 3 in a row?
They started 2-0.
2-0.
They're going to lose to the Clippers today.
They play today.
Almost certainly.
But, yeah, as far as all the sports, watching that one's been the most, like, it doesn't look as weird because camera's mainly on the court the entire time.
It feels more normal. Ooh, they're keeping it tight.
And but yeah, it's just nice to have sports back, man.
Oh yeah, it's just like something live that isn't the news.
Yeah,
and like a production that isn't, you know, the same Netflix show you've already seen, and you actually don't know the ending.
Yeah, it's a fight. They're punching each other back and forth. Who's gonna win?
Yeah, that's been nice. That's like it's like good for the brain. It also probably
I'd rather
tricks
watch
us.
A fourth quarter though. Yeah. Tune in
of
the fourth quarter.
Of the NBA.
Game, yeah.
Yeah. But it's nice to just have it back, see something. It makes you feel, it's probably like a false sense of us already being back to normal that probably isn't that great for society at this point. But because sports are like the barometer of how close are we to getting back to normal.
Yeah.
But
nothing,
we're still pretty far.
Just very, very far from normal.
Because I'll tell you one thing. The Reds are 5-5 right now, and I'm enjoying watching them. There's no way that season ends, like with a World Series. I feel like that'll be cut short.
Well, with that attitude, no way.
I don't think so. Don't you? I mean, there's already two teams that are like postponing their games for 10 days.
We'll see. I'm holding on to some hope.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like that'll be something that ends the way they have it played out to be. They're already. The Marlins already had like 17 players with COVID.
Yeah. The
Phillies.
Cardinals, 14 yesterday. Saw that.
Cardinals. Yeah. So then they can't play for like 14 days or something. And then that screws everything up. Should be interesting. So I don't see. Because they're traveling from town to town too.
Yeah.
And if I know anything about baseball players, they've got a breezy in each of those metropolitan areas.
Hopefully they're being a little more
and
responsible
that,
these
that
days.
That breezy might have been out. Before they got to town.
Yes.
Catching that vid.
If it's that type of breezy, I'm sure she was out.
These Rona breezies?
Yeah. Someone's got to pay that cell phone, though, you know what I mean?
Yep. So, you know, things to think about. But hopefully the Reds rattle off 50 straight wins and take that series home.
I would love that. We did see the Mamas and the Papas last week. That was nice. The Sister Schooner came up.
We had some friends, yep.
Had a grand old time at their cabin. Wine was drank.
A lot of wine.
Yeah, a lot of wine. Played some heads up. That was fun, man. It's good to see them.
Yeah, we definitely caught up with some friends up here. Coon Dog is a... What'd she do? She manages a couple of restaurants. Every time I see her, she's at a...
Used to work with her. At both of them at
Alden
Ivy, yeah.
Good people deep in the industry of Phoenix that can, if you walk in and they're working, could probably hook it up.
Oh, yeah. Very geekable, super opinionated. Like to get a rise out of you, which is fun because we like to do the same thing. So I think it's fun to get
sisters and brothers
that like to do that. It's fun. And it was a good time. I made the mistake of letting them into my room, like a room raider situation.
Sure.
And I had... the first night I was here, I ate pizza. I ate Fratelli's.
John 35.
Yeah. What's up?
Just visiting.
Get
flag
the black
for
light
a couple
out.
Weeks.
Yeah. So the first night I was here, I ate pizza at Fratelli's. And pizza
shout out
sauce,
to Fratelli's.
Really good. Pizza sauce always gives me heartburn in the morning. So I woke up and I'm like, man, I'm really, really bad this time. And I'm like, I'm going to go get some Tums. So you go get Tums. And the only option really for a Tums thing is a really big...
The assorted 96 hitter.
I was trying to find a roll, and I couldn't find it, so I got the big hitter.
You might find a roll on the way out in the aisle when you're checking out.
Yeah.
That might be where you see those.
And it was just funny, man. They go in the room, and they're just like, oh, I got a huge thing of Tums next to the bed.
Seven condoms. Some Vaseline.
Bunch of condoms. Tums. No, I didn't have any condoms. And just roasting me. It was hilarious. I'm like, why did I even let them in my room? It's insane.
It's bad, bad foresight.
Bad move. That was a bad move on
my part.
That's
a tough look.
It was funny.
That's a VTL.
But good to see those two.
Yeah, those two are funny. That was good. We got into deep conversations late night. I think, and then you know me. I think at one point, Annalise loves hip-hop, and she mentioned that she didn't care for Kanye West. And that's a trigger. That's a trigger sentence for me.
Yes.
Trigger sentence.
You are deeply triggered by someone you've never met.
I'm a cat in a corner. And, you know, I held my ground.
You did. I've seen it. I've been the witness to to these nights. I can see it coming like in a movie. You know what I mean? As it's taking the turn towards. Normally, you like to ask the question.
The sauce gets going.
You like to ask it almost knowing that this person doesn't like him. Or is going to disagree.
No, honestly.
You normally get it going. What do you guys think about this?
No, I honestly am so dumb that I assume I'm always shocked when somebody doesn't like Kanye West, which is a very stupid thing because so many people are angry at him for so many reasons.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
you're like, what?
I always think that people can remove the individual from the art because, like, at the end of the day, yeah, the music he makes is, like, undeniably... In my opinion, he's the greatest artist of our generation, and I don't think it's like that much of even an argument when you break down numbers and
Daryl Hall.
Our generation?
I'm kidding.
Daryl Hall. It's
a conversation. Well, when you say something like that, then it's a conversation. Yeah.
And then I love that because I'm always wondering what people think who is the second most influential or greatest artist.
Or maybe
of this
the
generation.
First to them. Maybe they completely disagree with you.
Who? I don't even know.
Daryl Hall. I just said it.
Who do you think? Do you think anybody?
Kanye is very influential.
Crazy.
He's up there for sure.
Like, crazy. And influential in a way where every single thing he does influences you, whether it's good, bad, it makes you angry or whatever. Like, you could say that the tweets that he sent out about his family are insane and whatever. But either way, he influenced you to have an opinion. That's influence. Or the stuff on TMZ, you might think one way or the other he's an idiot for it, but he created a conversation throughout the country. That's crazy influence. Everything he does.
Kanye to the.
You got anything?
No, you said it all, man.
So we had a drunken conversation about that. But I think sometimes I just assume people like his music and can separate it. They can't.
Hard to do.
People can't. It's like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Separate the man from the movies.
It's hard to do. We only know him from the movies.
Yeah. But other than that, I've just been... what have I been watching lately? You been watching anything? YouTube music concerts?
Pearl Jam touring band. I watched last week.
Touring band? What does that mean?
It's a DVD from 2002. The name of the DVD is Touring Band.
Oh, they're a touring band. I get it. I thought there was another band that was just doing their music and touring.
No, Touring Band. From 2000. It was good. So they picked certain songs from separate cities all over the world. It's about 2 hours long. It's great.
They don't tour as much, though, anymore.
Only to support an album, really. Over the last, 10 years, they've taken it. Well, they toured forever. That was their thing. They toured for so long.
Right.
Every year they'd go out. So, took a step back. But I watched that. Yeah, it's fun watching your favorite band perform live.
It's on
especially
YouTube?
Some shows, yeah. That you obviously couldn't go to. I was 14.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. You'd seen them live, though. How many times?
2006. Once.
In Riverbend?
Cincinnati at the Coliseum.
U.S. Bank?
It was Coliseum then, I think.
Is that the thing I'm thinking of, though?
Yeah.
That's a shitty place.
Yeah.
Most people criticize
there,
it. when they
well,
come 11 to town.
People died.
That's where
the
that happened?
The show, yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough look.
It's a real tough look.
Yeah. But I always say separate the concert from the venue.
Bunch of people died.
Separate the concert from the venue. Yeah, that's good. I've been crushing. I did that HBO Gone in the Dark or whatever. I'll Be Gone After Dark.
Oh, yeah, that's nighttime.
You been watching that one?
Yeah, I have a few. I have to watch the last two, I think. But you said it's all done? All finished?
They just did the last one this
there
past Sunday.
There we go.
I'll
watch it tonight when I get home.
And she, that's it's an interesting, you know, I love serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
I
Kanye West and serial killers.
Admire the work ethic.
Very influential serial killers on other killers.
On 100%.
Yeah.
On society
mm-hmm.
as a whole.
Something's got to keep you in check.
They go, yeah, there's fear.
Keep locking those doors.
Not a lot of serial, it's kind of a lost art. with DNA and CSI being a show,
yeah, they took all the fun out of it.
you can't really
go get away with anything.
Go on a heater.
Yeah.
That's why now it's just the mass shootings.
Yep.
And is that a serial killer? I think those are different things. But serial killer in the lexicon. I mean, they make shows about it. Mindhunter,
yeah.
Come on now.
It's very interesting.
It intrigues you, I feel like, too.
Big time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they're on. There's a million of those shows.
Oh, yeah. That dude did some things.
Yeah, he got some more. He also had a plan.
That's a bad dude.
yeah. You commit one of those crimes. You were
not
a bad dude.
Not a good dude. He had three nicknames.
Yeah.
Or four, maybe.
Ons, East Area Rapist.
Original Night Stalker, yeah. Which is kind of a dope one. OG status.
And then Golden State Killer.
Golden State Killer, and then the Ransacker.
Oh, it's lazy.
Something about the Viscalia Ransacker. Because he was doing it. I think it wasn't, he wasn't at the point
well, the
where
the one
he
thing about him that was so creepy was, like, he was like, this dude's cracking beers. He was tying people up, binding them. And
eating
then,
turkey.
Yeah, they open the fridge, like, oh, what do you got in here? All right.
Yeah.
Good meatloaf.
Put like, plates on their backs.
Yeah. Oh, dude, terrifying stuff.
To make sure they didn't move.
Terrifying.
Yeah, that's some terrifying stuff. Yeah. Him and you know who always was unsettling was the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, yeah. You don't say, Mike.
Still not caught, but
he's probably
he would
dead
like
at this point,
dude. He would like tie you up and just stab you.
Yeah, Zodiac Killer's not a nice guy.
That dude was gnarly.
Yeah, and then taunting the police,
and taunting the police for his whole life. Woo! But yeah, that I'm gone in the I'm deucing out in the dark has been pretty good. That was a good one on Hibbo. HBO's just got hits because I'm also watching Perry Mason.
Quality
on
TV
HBO,
shows.
And it's just solid.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the season finales coming up next week. And you know what? I'm excited.
I'm glad you are.
I am excited about it. That's all I really got to look forward to. I wake up. I try to get out, be active. I get back. I see if the Reds are winning. Now I can catch an NBA game, and at night, I need my shows.
Yeah. You're like an old, you're becoming an old man.
I mean, I think that this is an accurate depiction of most people's corona, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is, I would usually
it's an
be
old
very
man.
Active.
Yeah.
And out there and telling my jokes and doing my things. But, yeah, this is just the times we live in.
Oh, yeah, you're still out there telling those jokes, though.
I'm trying.
Oh, yeah, as you should.
And I don't think I am, though. Really.
Well, didn't you have that Facebook thing last week?
Oh, yeah. Those are like nice little outlets. Yeah, I was on a couple of Zoom shows. Just not the same.
Yeah. Miss the audience.
You're talking
sure.
And making a couple people laugh. But it is like just making comics laugh is, I don't know. It's scary thinking about how long it'll be till I do a live comedy show.
Yeah.
I might be doing one in September, but again, it won't be the same. It'll be because people are doing like pull-up drive-through things.
Okay.
So like imagine talking to 47 cars.
That's something new. You can
and if they laugh, they put the hazard lights on as they laugh.
No, they don't. Is that true?
No,
Jesus
I don't know.
Christ.
How would you, or maybe honk. Honk at a geekable moment.
A small honk.
Yeah.
Like a
put the brights
type
on.
Of joke, yeah.
Brights are a geek fest. So.
Well, you can at least say you've performed at a drive-thru. Drive-in. Or you should start doing it drive-thrus. That could be it. Start telling
at
Sonic.
At a Sonic?
Hey, I got a blaster for you. Tell him a joke.
That's actually not a bad idea. Hit him with the limeade.
Yeah. What? Those are good. Cherry limeade?
I'm telling you. It's been years. I don't think there's Sonic in L.A. The craziest thing about Sonic, first of all, is I've never seen a company advertise more adamantly in markets that they don't exist.
You're sure it's not in L.A.?
I don't think it's definitely in L.A.
I don't know, though, but I've also been in
I've been in markets that it's not, and they're just advertising.
Damn. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, maybe if they're thinking if you're traveling the country and you should hit a Sonic. How many Sonic advertisements you seen?
I guess I'm not.
You don't know those two guys?
Oh, those guys. I guess I'm not watching a lot of. When am I seeing commercials for Sonic?
I think they're omnipresent.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess
I'm checking out when the commercials are coming on.
That's fair. I got a consumer mentality.
Yeah.
And I see it on TV and I say, I'm going to get a Sonic Blast. Yeah. And you know what, Sonic? You're doing a good job. And that blaster with the M&M, come on now. Just a little bit.
It's good.
I mean, I climbed Mount Humphrey. I felt like I deserved.
You deserved it.
I deserved it. Actually, you know what? I ate that the night before I climbed Mount
Humphrey. Beat a bear attack, yeah.
That was almost the thing that held me back. That Sonic Blast. So maybe I switch up my perspective.
I got to get up early to hike a mountain. I better get a Sonic Blaster at midnight.
It was 10.
Right.
Because I checked the time. It closes at midnight. Got to get in there before the...
Is it close? And then you go on drive.
It's right there.
It's I can't remember where it is.
It's right down on 4th Street, where Appalachian turns into 4th Street. It's like 4 minutes away.
And then you're just driving around?
One R&B song.
This makes me think, watching all these serial killer stuff, I don't know what you're doing. Are you just out there like looking through windows and stuff? Or?
Driving around town the other night I did. Just to see what's going on.
Who's in the windows and stuff?
No, I don't go into neighborhoods.
Well, what's going on? Oh, who's out there? No one's out there.
Nothing's out there. You don't ever drive and just listen to music or listen to something?
No. I normally just listen to it in my headphones.
Yeah, I like driving quite a bit. You've always known that about me.
Yeah, I didn't know you were still doing it at night, though.
Oh, yeah, in L.A.
I get like driving during the day in L.A. That must be nice. Up the coast.
No, I mostly drive at, definitely during the day I'll drive in L.A. At night, you're not going to get any traffic. And I was able to kind of understand the lay of the land a little bit. So I drive around L.A. quite a bit. I'll drive up Mulholland Drive and listen to Kanye West's No More Parties in L.A. because he references it. No, like, that's like a famous... There's so many famous like
Mulholland Drive, yeah.
Avenues in or streets in L.A., so I love doing that. I'll drive up the one at night, just cruise, just to kind of clear my mind.
Yeah.
Been doing audiobooks.
There you go, Genghis Khan.
Figuring out what Genghis Khan's about. You know, this guy really did a lot.
Genghis Khan?
Yeah. Had no idea what he's been able to do. I actually thought a lot of it happened earlier in his life, but he really got going at 40.
Yeah.
And you want to almost kind of, it might be a lot of those charts, you don't see that, where people are always like, well, Steve Jobs did that. He didn't do this till he was 38, mm-hmm. or, you know, all these people didn't do it.
When it comes to killing.
Genghis Khan didn't really take over the world until he was 40.
You got to be a measured man by then, too.
Now, he did a lot before 40. He beat two different armies to take over the Mongol nation there and become Genghis Khan.
Late bloomer.
Before that, he was Timujin. So interesting stuff. I'm so dumb. I was reading the first. I'm doing the audiobook. First three chapters are describing. They're talking about this dude Timujin and all the stuff that he's going through. And I'm like, when are they getting to this Genghis Khan? I didn't realize that
changed his name to Genghis Khan.
This dude became the ruler, and they switched the community. Started calling him a different name because he was a Khan. I, for some reason, thought out the womb.
Did I get the wrong book?
I thought out the womb he was Genghis Khan. I didn't know. It was like the Undertaker has a different name.
Right.
He's a dude named Terry. So. I felt like a real horse's patoot on that one.
Just driving at midnight. Oh.
The third one. You never cruise in these streets? I was like, sometimes I'm
no,
in the
I've
house.
Never. I'm much more. I'm not
out.
Saying it. I'm not saying it's weird or what. To me, I'd rather drive during the day so I can see what's out there.
Yeah.
I'd love to drive and listen to music. But for me, it's more
night driving
when the sun is out.
Yeah, night driving's nice.
Driving up the one, I would imagine you'd want to do that during the day.
And I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done both. I drove all the way up the one last summer. Mm-hmm. And then I've done it during the day, too. I go to Malibu.
I'd like to imagine you're sleeping all day and then only driving at night. That'd be great.
No, I'm trying to.
I get that, trying to see the streets and get the layout of the.
Yeah,
because
I get up
sure,
every
yeah.
day and mm-hmm. I pick a different spot in L.A. to go run.
There you go.
So every day I'm driving a lot. It's nice.
It's a driving city.
Cruising. It is a driving city.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, if you guys are looking for a nice night drive, put on Frank Ocean's Blonde. Feel it out.
Want to feel vulnerable?
Feel very vulnerable. Cruise the 101 at 1 in the morning.
Are you all right?
No,
is
I don't do that.
Okay?
I don't
Jesus
do that.
Christ.
I don't do that.
I'm driving at
that
night.
Is a good. That's good driving music, though. Blonde, Frank Ocean's Blonde will set you back a couple of days.
It's an emotional album.
But yeah, Flag, gonna go back to LA. You got to go back to Phoenix.
Yep, going back to
you
work
excited?
On Thursday.
Was
I am.
It buck
well,
15?
Not, I'm not excited for the weather, but I am excited to get back to work, and yeah, man, feeling blessed to have a job.
Yeah.
So
I'm jealous.
I'm really excited to get back there and get it started again.
You can hear it in your voice. Jazzed up.
I am. Yeah.
You'll be around people again.
Yeah, I really am.
You're going to be masked up all shift. Is that what they do?
Yes.
You gloved up too?
Gloved up, temped up, whole thing.
Are you vested up?
Vested up. Yeah, I think it's the same outfit. I'm invested.
I like it. Serving them up. Hopefully it lasts.
Yeah. We'll see. Fingers crossed. That's all I can do, really. This
back to the Grizzly.
And what are you doing? You going back? Just
go to L.A.
Night drives?
There might be a Joshua Tree excursion in there. And then, L.A. cruising. But the Flagstaff is a nice switch-up. A switch-up in the plan. Now she's happy as a Taurus.
Now she makes rent. Now she drives a Taurus.
Well, that's what it is. It's happy as a chorus, I think, is the lyric. But, yeah, so this is always nice to get the mind out of.
Every single time I've come up here.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hard to leave.
Because even I think the two times I had tough circumstances, the next day was fine.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Getting up in the morning to this is just an easier start to any day I've ever had, really, I think.
Yeah. This ain't bad. And with that, we'll talk to you guys again soon. We're going
to
zone out in Flag in Swagstaff.
Go Reds.
Go Reds. And thanks to the Lumberjacks up here in Flagstaff for making it feel home.
Yep. NAU.
God bless the Cincinnati Reds. And, hey, what if the Suns could go on an 8-game heater?
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
I'm serious. Let's do it. Get hot.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Peace
up.
A-Town down.